And here we are again for the 90.5 WESA Social Club podcast. Another weekend ready to begin, and we've got some ideas for how you might want to spend it. This is the podcast for the weekend of July 18th, 2014. I'm Josh Rollerson, and Rachel Carlson joins me. Hey, Rachel, how was your weekend?
It was great.
Of course it was.
Of course. There's lots going on, exciting things to do. So.
But we can't dwell in the past. What is going on this weekend?
In the future.
In the future.
So we are celebrating 20th anniversary of Downtown. So Downtown Pittsburgh Partnership is this great organization that promotes the downtown area. And they're celebrating the event by doing a ton of different great fun activities downtown. So if you work downtown and you head into town and that's all you do, or you're maybe a suburbanite that's like, I'm a little worried about downtown, this might be your chance to go downtown.
Well, who's worried about downtown, really?
It's surprising. I hear people are like, oh,
I mean, like, downtown. I gather that it was kind of a grim scene maybe 10 or 20 years ago. I don't see it. It seems pretty tame.
Yeah, I think so as well. And I think there's a lot of great stuff going on like this. So you can enjoy many, many activities. The one that I am very excited about is they're going to be doing a pop-up fashion area in Market Square. So we have fashion trucks. So we have food trucks.
Fashion trucks. Of course, it was inevitable.
We have fashion trucks.
Naturally, okay.
Which is amazing.
And so, that's what it sounds like. Does the concept need explaining?
You have a fashion truck which has fashions inside that you can buy from, and even a dressing room.
I was going to say, that's
even a dressing room.
All right.
Yeah. So you can shop there on Friday.
And you won't have indigestion afterwards.
No. Hopefully. Well, hopefully. I mean, there is also food.
There's that possibility.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's 11 to 2 in Market Square on Friday, so you can hop there on your lunch break, do some shopping. They're going to be doing a picnic downtown with Eat PGH, the food bloggers, and they're going to be doing a $12 box lunch with the different restaurants downtown. So I thought that was a really cute idea. You can grab and go, and they have tickets still available. So all of this information is on PDP's website. Saturday, they're going to be doing a volunteer day where they're going to be showing you a lot of different nonprofits that you can volunteer with, which I think is really, really awesome. You have to register for that. So remember to head online for that. And then Sunday, yoga in Market Square.
Yeah, the open streets thing.
Yeah.
That's what I'm excited about.
Yeah.
That's going to be so cool.
So it's cool because if you are a downtown resident, there's this famous person, I think famous, that like runs around Market Square just on the daily. I kid you not. It's been like years. I think they're still around. But anyway, this is like deliberate yoga, not just a weirdo running around.
I was just envisioning somebody just running laps around the square.
I don't know. Someone has to confirm to me if they still do it, but there was this woman that would just run around the square.
Okay. And
yeah.
And she's leading the yoga or
no,
what?
She's not. I just wanted to segue. It might have been a bad segue.
Okay.
But yoga in the square. It's purposely planned yoga in the square.
Gotcha.
That you can participate. And this is all free. All you have to do is register for these things on PDP's website and just check it out, see what you want to go to.
Very nice. Free is good.
I know. Free is very good. So then we have the second annual Pittsburgh Summer Beer Fest.
Yes. Finally.
So, yes, I know. I know you've been waiting for a long time for
this. It's been like, 6 or 8 weeks since there's been a beer festival.
I think like last week. Who knows?
I'm thirsty. Come on.
Yeah. So the Summer Beer Fest, there's still tickets available. It is July 18th and 19th. So there's two sessions, 250 plus craft breweries. It's going to be fun, food, entertainment. It's at Stage AE. So it's a really great venue. I'm a big fan of Stage AE. And I mean, what can you not?
Easy walk from downtown and
easy walk, and you can get it from $20 to $50, just depending on if you pre-purchase them or get them at the door.
Nice.
So you can plan on doing the beer fest, or you can do the Berg Bites Barbecue. So this is a kind of hidden gem I found. It's something they're drawing up in Grandview Park to benefit the Friends of Grandview Park. Though this is a great hidden park. I lived pretty close to this in Mount Washington when I used to live up there, and it's off of Bailey at the end. So, you know, Grandview, the
it's
main
kind of tucked
drag.
Away back there.
Yeah. So yeah. If you go on Bailey, there's these beautiful Victorian homes. You go down all the way to the end. And at the end, there's this beautiful park that has trees and a viewing area. They have movies during the summer. Mm-hmm. They have a playground at the end. So it's really cute. And then they'll be doing a barbecue that will benefit for $40. You can just get some BBQ and have a benefit for a good cause and
nice.
See the city.
It's barbecue, nice view. A grand view.
A grand view.
I might say. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. So lots going on this weekend.
Sounds like.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Oh, so speaking of barbecue, there's this really great place I've been hearing buzz about. It's called Bama Barbecue in Brookline.
Nice.
I haven't been yet, but on Yelp, they're getting 4.5 stars right now, and everyone's talking about the ribs.
And
the wings. There's wings. Barbecue wings.
That's an overlooked aspect of the barbecue portfolio. In
that's what I was thinking. Yeah. So I think that if you really love wings and you really love barbecue, it's like the best of both worlds.
Nice. I mean, you can go to any bar and get buffalo wings or whatever
right.
out of a freezer, but they do the real thing. Huh? Nice.
Yeah, smoked barbecue wings. So bring your wet nap or hopefully they supply one.
Or yeah, hopefully a whole basket of them if they're doing it right.
And go out to Brookline. Just avoid the Liberty Tunnel. Go an alternate route.
Good tip.
Yeah.
All right, Rachel, thanks again. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Thanks.
And that's it for this week. Plenty of opportunities to entertain and amuse yourself and maybe intoxicate yourself responsibly this weekend. You can find details on all of these on Yelp.com, or you can simply go back over the show notes, courtesy of Reed Carter, who helps out with web production on our website, which, of course, is at WESA.FM. You can get the podcast there, or you can subscribe to us in the iTunes store. Hope you'll join us for another podcast next week. Follow Rachel Carlson at Yelp Pittsburgh. Follow me at WESA Josh. Of course, 90.5 WESA is on Twitter at 905 WESA. Josh Mobley, who provides our theme music, is at Josh Mobley Music on Twitter. Thanks to Josh and Select Track Music. And thanks to you for downloading. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend.